This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the wild and beautiful journey of womanhood. We're here to create a space where women can connect, inspire, and uplift each other. Untamed Blossoms is more than just a podcast. It's a movement. It's a gathering of strong, fierce women who are breaking free from society's expectations.
Our mission is to deep dive into the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, even in the face of adversity. We believe by sharing these stories, we can inspire others to do the same. Join us as we sit down with women from all walks of life who have faced their own struggles and emerged as the most authentic versions of themselves. From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we'll explore their triumphs and tribulations. Together, we'll navigate the challenges of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-love.
But Untamed Blossoms is more than just conversations. We're a community that gathers for events, immerses ourselves in the beauty of nature, and supports one another in our personal and professional growth. So whether you're seeking inspiration, looking for a supportive sisterhood, or simply want to hear incredible stories of women blazing their own trails, Untamed Blossoms is here for you. Together, let's embrace our wildness, bloom unapologetically, and rewrite the rules. Welcome to Untamed Blossoms.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. We're grateful you're here. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the pod.
Today I'm going to sound nasally.
You don't feel good?
No. I was around hay this morning.
What were you doing around hay?
I recorded some social spots for my brother's company, business. Yeah. Promotional spot for Oktoberfest. Mm. Now, in my head, I'm thinking Oktoberfest. I'm thinking beers. I'm thinking pretzels. I'm thinking horns. What I wasn't thinking is, oh, this is still outside. There will be fall items there.
Oh, yes.
Including a lot of hay.
And you don't do well with grasses and hays.
I'm just so allergic to hay specifically is like the worst. And I just didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Till it was
too late.
Too late. Till I was standing swimming next to one, and I thought, oh no.
This is going to end terribly for me later.
Yeah. It was only like an hour, so it wasn't too bad, but I can just feel my face being like, that was
not
dumb.
Not liking it.
Yeah.
Oh, so. I'm sorry. So hay rides are going to be on the farm, are going to be out for you.
I'm out for hay rides. Can't even frolic in some leaves.
Oh, yeah, no.
So some really fun fall events I have to tap out of.
But you can still go hiking in the fall.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite thing to do. Yeah. I mean, here's a real thing. I just pop an allergy pill.
And go.
I'm allergic to cats. I have two of them.
Two lovely cats that you love dearly.
Totally. So I won't rule anything out except for hay. Hay's like the only thing that I'm like a hard stop.
It's no, you're really allergic to
very.
Honey. Yeah. Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah. I don't know if I consider that a mistake. Misjudgment. Maybe not looking forward and thinking that was going to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't consider that. But here we are.
Listen, it's Ohio in September. Like, if we don't have pumpkins and hay out already, something's wrong usually.
Yeah.
Even though it's still 90 degrees outside every day.
Literally what I was about to say is that I am dying to buy some pumpkins.
Yes.
Like, that's all I can think about every day when I wake up is, yes, when will it be time for me to have pumpkins? Not now.
Not yet. Not yet. Well, I have been spending my days at the new farm. So
how's it going? What do you talk us through the renovations right now? What all is happening?
Well, mostly inside the house is a lot of painting. And there was a few rooms that had some old hardwood floors that needed refinish to match the rest of the beautiful stuff that the carpenter had done in the rest of the house. So it's just old and vintage and smells like that. And I love it. But just getting a fresh coat of paint, just making it more my aesthetic. And then the event space / barn / new studio is completely all cleaned out now. And all of the remnants of the previous carpenter are gone. And we're almost ready for paint and flooring in there. So that's very exciting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited. We're so excited.
I saw it for the first time.
I know.
Yeah. What was that? 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
So amazing. So much nature.
So much.
I am so excited for the recording studio.
Yeah. Yeah. I was sitting there just before I came over here, as I currently have paint all over me. You guys can't see me, but that's what I look like. And I went outside because I'd been huffing fumes from paint for far too long, and went outside for a little break. And I'm sitting on my little patio, and across my little driveway in the back between barns comes a little tiny baby deer.
Oh.
Just, I don't know where its mom was. It was definitely old enough that it should not have been by itself, but I didn't see its mama. But he just kind of looked at me and sniffed around and then pranced off. And I was like, oh. And there's chipmunks and squirrels and birds and hawks. And unfortunately, we do have a large underground beehive that's in the front yard that we're going to have to deal with. It's not bumblebee. It's like not honeybees.
Oh.
It's yellow jackets.
Oh, no.
And they got real angry when somebody mowed over them today and really swarmed. And it was real scary looking. So we're going to have to do something about them, I think, because it's right next to the door where you come in at the house. So that's not good. But other than that, we love all the rest of the nature.
Yeah. The other natures are good.
Rest of the nature is good. So the energy there is just, you know, I'm really big on energy. It's just you are there. It just feels really, really good and relaxing. And even though it's a stressful situation, I don't feel stressed when I'm there.
Yeah. Totally.
I just feel more, really relaxed, and I don't want to go back to the other house. And I don't know. I'm just like, pack my stuff up. Somebody's bring it to me, and I stay here now.
I live here.
I live here now. I'm not going. And there's a giant sycamore tree in the backyard, and I hung a swing back there. And I commune with that tree a lot. I just go back there and lay and look up at that tree, and it's really beautiful, and I love it.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited. So I'm going to start. I've committed to Amanda to start videotaping the progression. So follow us on socials and you'll be able to see it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of socials, we do have our events up.
We do. I'm so excited. Yeah. Our first one is coming up with Sarah in September 29th.
Yes. And it's a 4-part series. You don't have to attend all of them if you don't want to. You can attend one or two or three or all of them. But definitely make sure you grab your tickets so we can plan for those. And I'm super pumped about the first one.
Yeah. So for any of you who are excited to dive into human design, I know we've talked about it a lot. It is centered around human design, but there will also be other elements to it. But it will give you an introduction around a certain theme to your own design and kind of get to know yourself through these little workshops that have their own, you know, meaning behind them. You've different things that you can learn, themes, I guess that's the word I'm looking for, different themes. But yeah, come out. You can do one, you can do just one, you can do all four, you can just do two, whatever works for your schedule. So
yeah,
it's gonna be great.
It's also interesting because we're recording today on a Friday. We never record on Fridays.
Never.
It's always a Monday.
Yes.
But it was a holiday. Is that why we didn't record? Yeah.
We didn't record. Yeah.
It's a weird timing thing to record on a Friday. So if you hear more traffic than normal in the background, I would say it's Friday afternoon traffic.
It's Friday afternoon traffic. Yeah. So, what's new with you?
Oh, what is new with me?
Amanda's still finding her way away from corporate America.
Yep. I have a really exciting trip coming up.
Oh, yes.
I leave on Friday.
Yes.
Ocean City.
One of your great friends.
One of my best friends.
Brent. Birthday.
He's turned 50 this year.
Yes. Big B day.
Big B day. So we're going to Ocean City to celebrate with a lot of his friends, one of our mutual friends. And I'm so excited to be by the ocean.
Yes.
But it's only going to be like mid 70s, which is like perfect. Bring your Kindle.
Yeah.
Lay by the ocean.
Yes.
Read. Relax. Yes. I'm really, really looking forward to like an emotional reset because I feel like I have been all over the place.
Yeah.
I have arrogantly told the masses how much I do not ruminate and how I basically am
not laughing at you.
Jukebox and basically just a vibe. I'm just walking around experiencing the life. And now,
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Lately, someone has moved in my brain, and I hate it.
I hate her.
She's
a ruminating crazy bitch. We all have this person. The fact that you don't have one most of the time is impressive, but...
Yeah. Well, I feel horrible.
I don't like her, and she can go at any point.
I feel horrible for all of you out there listening who has this voice all the time, because I don't know how I would exist today had she been living up here like this whole time. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to the nature, to the reset.
Good.
To listening to musical soundtracks for 8 hours in the car.
Yes.
Next Friday. So... yeah, that's
you guys are going to have a blast.
It's going to be great.
So much fun.
If it rains, we're going to go shop and go see a movie. Like, it'll be so great. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. I love a car drive. Like, yeah, I love
me
them.
Too.
They're great. They're fun.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've never really driven up that way. So yeah. I'm really, really excited. I guess I've went to New York, which I assume is like close-ish.
Yeah.
Right? Ocean City, Maryland, right?
Yeah, it's close-ish.
Just more east?
Yeah, north.
Northeast?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the main thing I would say that's going on with me.
My best car ride with my husband was I had a book, and it was 3,000 things about me. And we just randomly picked questions and asked each other.
I love that.
And we found, I mean, we were together and married, but we discovered so much about ourselves in that car ride.
Oh,
and it made the drive so fast. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, we're here. This has been so amazing. And we had amazing conversation the whole way, and it wasn't stagnant energy. And every time that one was over, we picked a new question. And it was just really cool. And some of them we knew, and some of them we were really shocked by each other. So it was really cool.
Wow, I love that.
I suggest that if you're in, I mean, listening to music and just jamming out the whole way is cool too, but it's sometimes you just don't know what you don't know about people, even though you've been friends or around them for a long time and love them, or even an intimate relationship, and how he and I both answer questions. Some of these questions was surprising to the two of us. And so we really got to learn stuff about ourselves that each other that we didn't know. It was cool.
Wow. I love that. I'll have to try that next time. I think this one will be more catching up, talking about things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a really good idea. I do love that.
Yeah. I will. Mm-hmm. You should, all of you out there should try it.
I also figured out what I'm being for Halloween this year.
What?
As you know, this is usually months and months and months of consideration.
Yes.
I always change multiple times, but.
You're solid.
This
before one's you staying. Announce it. Okay.
This one's staying.
Okay.
It's all in my Amazon shopping cart.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be DJ Paris Hilton.
Of course you are. Of course you are. So that's exactly what you should be.
I'm going to buy these big white headphones. I have a picture inspo of her in this gold dress. Of course, we both have blonde hair.
Of course.
I am DJ Rowdy Riley.
I feel like
she's my DJ inspo.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just decided that that was a no-brainer.
I love this.
And I'm so excited.
I love this. I love this energy for you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It was a lot of consideration.
But I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off this year, but we really should have a disco ball and themed some sort of Halloween party at the barn.
Yeah. Or really anytime.
Or anytime. It might be our October. We do have an event.
Oh, October. Yeah. Totally.
But I don't know if it's close to Halloween or not, but maybe we'll have another.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's something about a disco ball
You can't do without it. I love it.
RuPaul posted a reel. I know I sent it to you.
Yes.
Of him in this room with these giant disco balls, like silver and black. And I was like, oh my God.
Like six of them. They were like 4 feet across. They were huge. Yeah. They were crazy.
If I had those in pink.
Oh, yeah. You would die.
Oh, yeah. Disco balls. My favorite.
I love that.
Well, so our guest for today.
I've never met her in person, but you have definitely met her multiple times and worked with her. So I'll let you introduce her.
Yeah. So her name is Rachel, and she is over Beauty Boost here in Columbus, Ohio. And we'll talk to her about her journey and like the multiple locations that she works within now, but I met her probably, it's been a long time, maybe 6 years ago at this point, when a good friend of mine said, hey, like, you should go to this witchy event with us. It's called Hocus Pocus. It's totally up your alley. Obviously it was. So we went, and it was a great time. And her events are so cool because there are a bunch of different vendors and creatives that are there, and then she has some experience stations, so you can go get acupuncture and then go get your tarot cards read and then buy a tumbler from somebody that's creative or a sticker. So they're really, really great and interactive. They are all themed. And then I went to a few of them that were actually women's panels where she would interview, very similar to what we're doing on our pod. But in real life, she interviews people in the community that are women entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I learned so much through going to those events, but mostly those women panels. And then I met some of the coolest people from those events.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are also vendors.
Totally.
Other vendors. Because you were a vendor for a while. Yeah.
Yep. I was a vendor for a year. But then I was like, oh, I just really like to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meet and mingle versus having to do a station. But the last thing I did for her maybe was a couple years ago, I did tarot readings for a couple events. But I met Jen, my yoga teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Through Beauty Boost. There's some other really cool people. And I re-ran into people at Beauty Boost too. Remember we met with someone when we first started doing Lacey Phillips work. We met her at Fox and the Snow.
She
ended up being a vendor there.
Nice.
I'll have to look up her name and tag her in this episode. And I ran into her like years later when I went
to the one in
Westerville. So
yeah.
It's just a really cool gathering of women, and I'm excited to talk to her today.
Yeah. Like-minded women who like to look good, feel good.
Yeah. She does this great Taste of Yoga event and Taste of Fitness event.
Yeah. I've been to the Taste of Fitness event, and I really enjoyed that one. Yeah. I've been very to that cool. One. Yeah,
it's just it's very nice cool. where you're in a group, a room full of people, women especially, who all like have the same vibe. So right. whether it's the Hocus Pocus one or the yoga one, like yes. it's so cool that it's themed and you really get to meet people.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her about how she grew it and struggles she's had. So I think it'll be a really great interview.
Awesome. Well, we'll catch you next time. Without further ado, here is Rachel.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel.
So to get started today, we really wanted to know, you know, what did you do prior to Beauty Boost and how did you turn that into a full-time gig?
Yeah, that's a big question. I had a lot of jobs before Beauty Boost. So I started Beauty Boost in 2015, kind of way before the whole remote life or hybrid schedule or even the term like freelancer was really well known. So it was very much like going to an office, 9 to 5, genuinely 9 to 5, and sit at a desk. So I worked for, right after college, I moved to Los Angeles for a year, had different jobs there, came back. I mean, I've had a lot of jobs. I'll just hit the big ones. I worked for L Brands doing a Facebook post a day for the La Senza team at the time. I worked for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in the fundraising department. That was probably my most rewarding job and where I wore the most hats, and they just kind of threw me in. So really got to learn a lot of different pockets of working with a lot of different projects and individuals. And then right leading up to Beauty Boost, I worked for a marketing firm doing experiential marketing where I traveled the country pretty much 1 to 2 weeks out of the month, every month. And to answer your question, how I started Beauty Boost, I worked the two main things that helped me the most is I worked with a life coach. She's local here to Columbus. And I took Marie Forleo. Anybody can follow her. I followed her content for free for many years. And I took her 6-week B-School course. And I would say those two things, the coaching and the B-School course together, deeply helped me to launch Beauty Boost. When I launched, it was just with a website and a Facebook page. I don't think Instagram was really a thing yet. And I did it on the side for 3 full years while working my full-time job and some other things until I felt like I was at a financial spot where I could fully step away.
And then you just jumped off the cliff. You decided, or did you have a goal in mind as to where you wanted to land before that happened financially, or was it just too much pressure and you didn't have enough time on your hands?
Well, I would say I definitely...
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I didn't step off a cliff because it was a very slow scale. So as you know, I started with Beauty Boost, doing that on the side while working my full-time job. I was also teaching yoga and doing some social media freelance for people. So as Beauty Boost grew, I went down to part-time at my full-time job. Then as Beauty Boost grew, I quit my full-time job and took a job at Bend Active. It's kind of like a local athleisure company where I made a lot of great contacts there for what I do, I would say, and was teaching more yoga. And then as Beauty Boost grew, I quit that job and just taught yoga. And then as Beauty Boost grew, I completely stopped teaching yoga. So it was very slow. And my goal was just to be able to make the same income roughly that I was making at my full-time job.
Perfect.
That's awesome. So can you give a little high level overview of what is Beauty Boost? Is it just here in Columbus? So just give everyone kind of a quick rundown of what they could expect being a part of the Beauty Boost community.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, Beauty Boost's mission is to help women feel empowered, feel healthy, feel beautiful, And we do that by putting on different events and experiences. You would expect to see anywhere from 1 to 5 events every single month of the year. We're very targeted in who we attract, but we have 4 categories of events. We have retreats, whether it's just like a easy weekend getaway or a local day retreat, fitness events, empowerment workshops, and socials. And that's all public facing. So if someone's interested, they can just grab a ticket and come to an event. Or we have a really great deal currently called the Year Pass, where it's 12 full months of events for just $99. And they can just sign up at their leisure for what they want to. And then on the back end of Beauty Boost, we work with tons and tons of local businesses and now national brands, helping support them by connecting them to our audience of women in a number of ways. I always thought Beauty Boost would just be in Columbus. I did not have like a big vision for it in the beginning. And then roughly around that third year was really when women were kind of reaching out to me saying like, hey, somebody told me about this, or I saw you online. How do I bring this to my city, or how can I get involved? Which is what got the wheels spinning to expand. So I expanded it with the help of a friend to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, just kind of like somewhat easy drivable spaces all within 3 hours. And that became too much. So we changed the business model. And currently today, fast forward to today, it's a licensing model where each woman in their respective city runs and owns the Beauty Boost, but they have all the support of our team and home office and all the ongoing pieces we have. And we're in roughly about 30 cities, coast to coast.
Wow. Impressive.
So what kind of obstacles did you face? Like, that kind of scalability is, again, impressive. And, you know, having, I know you have an ambassador program, you work with vendors, you're working with companies, you're working with other women starting these branches. So what kind of obstacles have you faced and needed to overcome to make this successful?
I think as the years go on, it gets more challenging and more obstacles. I think anytime with growth, that's going to happen. And we're very public facing in what we do versus, I don't know, selling something online where nobody really knows the success of it. Or there's so many, I just think experiential has more moving parts sometimes. And there's challenges with everything. There's challenges with leading a team with a lot of different personalities and goals and wishes and wants. There's challenges with expectation management, with working with brands. Same, I would say, with just the general attendee person coming to the events. I mean, it's deeply rewarding, or else I wouldn't keep doing this. So that outweighs, you know, any of the ins and outs of the frustrations, I guess you could say, of the business. But I think every business owner that might be listening can relate to know that like it's a roller coaster. It's up and down, and it's just kind of what you take on as you do it.
Yeah, totally. And I've obviously been to many events of yours and have had some of the best experiences and met some incredible women. Can you talk to us a little bit about the women's panels that you do and what your goals are with those?
Sure. We have like speakers at various events. Usually the empowerment workshops is where a speaker might fall into, such as like somebody on manifestation or vision boarding, or sometimes we do have a panel of those types of people, or just holistic health providers, or, you know, anything we think would be a good match for our women and help them in some way. But I don't have a specific goal for the women's panels. I would say year after year, we're just always looking to elevate the events, make sure it's a great experience for the businesses involved and the attendees, and helping women connect at the events as well.
Rachel, you have had amazing success, and a lot of women that listen to us are new entrepreneurs. Have you ever wanted to just throw in the towel and gotten super frustrated? If so, what has pushed you through? Is it just your burning desire, and that this has really lights you up and you love it? Or
pretty much every week, I think anybody that's really been in it thick and thin has those thoughts. You have to have really tough skin. Like, you cannot have the victim mentality. You can't make excuses, in my opinion. You need to have growth mindset. It's the number one factor of make or break. You need to have maybe an element of fake it till you make it. like just rid yourself of imposter syndrome. These are all obviously much harder to do than what I'm just browsing through, but I don't think it's for the weak. And I don't think entrepreneurship is for everyone, and that's okay. But if you are going to do it, I mean, you just have, I think setting your own expectations, like talking to people who do it and really getting the down and dirty and not just the Instagram, you know, this is great, would be helpful. Because I think the more you can set your own expectations and prepare yourself as much as possible, the better. I think everything matters. Taking care of yourself, drinking, like basics, drink water, move your body, sleep, having a really good support system, having a good counselor or therapist. Those are like musts. You can't be with people that are bringing you down in your own inner circle and deal with the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, in my opinion. It'd be very, very difficult. So, and then just personal growth, like always feeding your mind, getting involved in things outside of that that fuel you. But all of them work together. I wouldn't just say there's like one thing that helps push me forward. I think it's very important to connect to your why and stick with that and know what to say no to and know what to say yes to. And I would say it always does come down to my why.
Totally. I think that's one of the hardest things starting out with any new business or entrepreneur journey is knowing what to say no to. I think it's nature to want to say yes to everything because you don't want to shut a door, right? So anything that you've done to get better at that decision-making around what to say no to and what to say yes to?
Yeah. I mean, within the business, I would say understanding your target customer avatar, you need to deeply know who you're speaking to, and that makes decisions very easy. Whether it's a yes or a no. For example, obviously we have moms as part of Beauty Boost. That's probably a huge element of it. But our target audience isn't just moms. So I've been approached so many times to do like a mommy and me retreat or whatever it might be. And while I think that's great and it's a need, I say you should put that on because that's an easy no for us because it doesn't hit our target audience. So within the business, those kind of choices, I always go back to who is our target? Is this aligned with what she wants? And then for myself, I think just knowing your own value system, your own morals, being aware of what you want for your future, like how you want to live your life, because I could just continuously never work or never stop working, you know, if I wanted to, or take on more projects. So kind of knowing those things helps within the business too, what to say yes to and what to say no to.
That's good. That's awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about some things that you've done to, you know, overcome some obstacles or some challenges you may have, but what are some like big rewards that you've gotten out of this? What are some things that you're so thankful for that this has brought in, you know, to you or into your life?
I mean, endless answers. I'm going to a dinner tonight where all the girls and I were bridesmaids in people's weddings and they all met through Beauty Boost. Literally every single person in my life, pretty much to this point, I've met in some form or fashion through the Beauty Boost. Just myself being able to be immersed in this type of positive environment and all the different speakers, like you mentioned, and the coaches and workshops and things we put on, I also get to take in that information. So it feels very like natural now, but me 10 years ago, it wasn't. So those are all rewarding. I would say my biggest blessing though has been able to, I mean, this is very personal, but buy a house for my family a few years ago when they were in a bad situation. I wouldn't have been able to do that without Beauty Boost. And today hiring my mom with Beauty Boost has been a huge blessing. So just what it's done for my life and then all the friendships I've made through it.
That's awesome. What has been the biggest thing, the biggest surprise or turn of events that you, when you started out, you know, 2015, Rachel would have never imagined that that would have happened. So the biggest surprise along the way.
I think just how big of a company we are now, like cities, and seeing that this could be for the other city owners, what it was for me. You know, we have some women that do this full time that got out of jobs they didn't feel fulfilled in and what it's done for their family. And then some women that do this, they don't want this to be full time and that's fine. But then it's being able to provide other ways of, you know, side income or the fun factor aspect of their life, and been able to see them evolve as people because of a large portion of the Beauty Boost has been really cool as well and unexpected.
That's awesome. That's really what we're trying to do too, Rachel, is grow community, right? That women need it so desperately. So creating that in every venue that we possibly can these days, you know?
Yeah.
So one question that we love to ask everyone that we interview is just, can you share a few women in your life that have really motivated you or inspired you or that just keep you going? Just what impact have maybe a handful of women had on you?
Yeah. I mean, my first coach that I mentioned that really helped me is still a good friend today. She still coaches at Beauty Boost events, Kim White. She's local in Columbus. Another big one is Melissa Blackburn. She owns the co-working space Haven Collective. She co-owns it with Danielle. I joined there when they first opened and have been part of it ever since. It's amazing. And she's just very ambitious, driven. And then I would say ultimately Paige Braley, who runs and owns the Beauty Boost Cincinnati and then does a lot of the home office pieces and has helped us evolve over the years drastically. I pretty much talk to her every day. So
wonderful. Well, what's some of your upcoming events that we can promote for you? What's going on in the Beauty Boost world?
Yeah. Our next biggest one of the year, I would say, is probably Taste of Yoga. It's on November 10th. And it's back-to-back styles of yoga classes. Anybody can jump into. And then we have a huge health and wellness kind of like market area of complimentary services, like getting your nails done, getting a facial, shopping, red light, acupuncture, and a swag bag. And then something I didn't mention is we did kind of veer off because we do work with so many business owners now. Another branch of Beauty Boost is Beauty Boost Biz, where there's a one-year program. It's community mainly for the entrepreneur group, kind of like a sister company. But we have a big conference on November 9th as well. So it's a one-year program people can dive into. There's quarterly gatherings locally or in any city that's participating in it within Beauty Boost. And then there is a big conference and actually also a retreat this year.
And is that a membership-based program or how do people join that?
Yeah, no, it's not. Anybody could just sign up for the retreat. It's a 2-night, 3-day thing. Anybody could just grab a ticket to the conference. And then the year program, people can pay in full or they can break up their payment monthly. But it's not really a membership.
And it's really geared towards really helping the entrepreneur get up and running.
It's anyone who's owned a business at least 1 to 3 years that really wants to level up, elevate their business along other business-minded people. And I think it's just impossible to know everything, you know, there is to know in business. So easier to learn at an accelerated rate from people who've been doing it and are maybe specialized in that area.
Perfect. That's awesome. What a great offering. Yeah, we'll definitely promote that for you.
Thanks.
And I guess the last thing we have for you is just where can people find you on social media, where they can connect to you, and then where can they connect to the Beauty Boost?
Yeah, I would always say the website is probably the best spot, thebeautyboost.net. And then there's a drop down to find your city. Each city has their own Instagram handle. So just type in the Beauty Boost, you know, Columbus, the Beauty Boost Dayton, wherever you're living. If you don't see your city and you want to bring it there, there's a form on the website to fill out. But the website's the best way. Instagram's the best way. And then on the website, if you want to enter your email, we just send out like a Monday events and happenings. You can do that too.
Any last words you would like to share for anyone looking to start something new or any women who might be nervous to, you know, take that first step in creating? Anything you would like to share?
I don't think that there's like one thing to do. If you are wanting to start a business or start something, I don't think there's just like one thing and this is it. I think it's a pie chart and there's slices of the pie, which is like one, if you're not taking care of yourself, you don't have the bandwidth or the energy and you're not going to be in a good mindset to do this. So I always say I kind of did like a mental cleanse the first year before I even launched the website. I just kind of took in like Marie Forleo's content, listened to good podcasts as much as possible. All of it's free. So that's great too. There's so many resources out there. And then two is really be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. It doesn't mean you have to drop friends, but you can be more mindful of who you're spending a lot of your time with because it does drastically affect you. Three is just when you do have an idea, this is surprising for a lot of people. This did not happen to me, but I feel like it does happen to most people. It's just be aware of who you share that idea with, because sometimes the people you think will support you the most are scarcity mindset or fear-based. You know, think of like your parents who maybe were more old school and had a traditional job and a 401k, and they're just very fear-based about you going off on your own and how could this ever work. So they're going to maybe bring you down without that being their intention. So I would just be mindful of who you share it with. And then 4, get involved in as many organizations as possible. At the time when I was doing this, I could not find a lot of things, hence why I started this. But there was the Wonder Jam who was putting on events. And even if I did like the content, but even if the content wasn't that relevant for me at the event, it was more so just the people in the room who were also kind of like-minded. They wanted more for their life. They wanted to be immersed and do entrepreneurship. So that was really a great thing for me. And I think it's really helpful if you're starting. And then the last thing is just, I remember Adam from the Wonder Jam telling me this, was like, just put your stuff up. It doesn't have to be perfect. Who cares if there's spelling errors? And I was like, that'll look so sloppy. But he was like, you just need to start. Don't just sit and like read self-help books. You just have to do it. And you will be so fascinated by how many millionaires and people out there at the top that are just literally the dumbest people. They do not know anything more than you do. Mm-hmm. That you think these people know everything and they don't. So you deserve it just as much as anyone else. And I would say it's like a practice to mentally visualize yourself being there and doing what you want. But all of those things, it's like a little novel I just told you, work together, I believe.
Wonderful. Those are all great advice. Great advice.
Yeah, totally.
Well, Rachel, it's been a pleasure. We won't take up any of your time. We know that you are a busy, busy lady. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
And thanks. We will make sure we tag you in the Beauty Boost and promote the next upcoming event for you. So
hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Rachel.